From RunAsRadio.com, you're listening to Run As Radio, the weekly internet audio talk show for IT professionals with Richard Campbell and Greg Hughes. This is Carl Franklin introducing show number 7 with guest Rory McCaw, recorded May 10th, 2007. Run As Radio is produced each week by Pwop Productions, offering professional media and podcasting services online at pwop.com.
Hi, this is Richard Campbell, and you're listening to Run As Radio. And with me, as always, Greg Hughes.
How you doing?
I'm enjoying myself, and got another great show here.
And we've had a lot of great shows and a lot coming up. So what do we have today?
This is the 7th show already. I mean, time's just flying by. I'm really enjoying the tightness of the show, that a half hour seems to be working for me. One topic, thoroughly discussed. But I always feel like when we finish, there's 3 more shows I want to do about it.
Yeah, I've had the same thing. And the beauty of that is that, you know, maybe some of these terrific people we've been speaking with, we'll be able to get them back and ask more detailed questions and do some deep dives into more specific areas. So certainly if our listeners have any thoughts or questions or areas that they'd like to hear more detail on, then send us an email, info@runasradio.com, you know, and we'll take that into consideration. We'll get back with the people that we speak to on the show and see if we can get them to dive into some more detail.
You bet. We can definitely get those questions answered for you. Whether we answer them or get the guest to answer them, we'll figure it out one way or the other. So info@runasradio.com.
I've also heard the 30 minute plus time frame. I think it works really well for us, but it also seems to be working really well for people who are listening. What I've been hearing is that it's just the right amount of time.
Excellent. The IT community is different from the development community. Doing shows for .NET Rocks, with they're an hour long, the developers seem to all want to listen on the bus.
Right.
I don't know. You know, let us know how you're listening to the show.
I think the IT guys want to listen between World of Warcraft sessions or you know, old school Counter-Strike melees is what they're doing.
And while they're flipping CDs, installing something.
Exactly. You only have so much time when you're a busy IT guy.
I think that's true. All right, Greg, let's introduce our guest. Rory McCaw is the principal consultant at Infront Consulting Group, a Microsoft Gold certified partner based in Toronto, and the author of a number of technical books, including the Microsoft Press Operations Manager's Administrator's Guide and How to Cheat at Managing Microsoft Operations Manager 2005. What a great title. Rory actively consults to large organizations, helping them in their change, operations management, and security initiatives. Rory holds numerous industry designations in addition to being an accomplished public speaker who has delivered numerous webcasts and online learning sessions on MOM 2005, SMS 2003, SQL Server Reporting Services, Branch Office Infrastructure and Security, and has spoken on these and other topics at industry events such as MMS, TechEd, and Comdex. Rory also regularly develops hands-on lab content for different Microsoft events. Rory has been nominated as a MOM MVP for the last 3 years and actively posts on his blog at spaces.msn.com, Rory McCaw, and regularly participates in technical communities. Rory is also the author of MOM 2005 and System Center Operation Manager 2007 boot camps, which deliver in-depth knowledge transfer to customers using Operations Manager. Welcome, Rory.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
Well, you definitely have an area of focus and a product I've always found fascinating, but never had enough time to really dig into.
Yes, it's definitely something that we enjoy working with. It gives us some exposure in the enterprise, medium and large, into all of the different areas, and often crosses what are normally political boundaries in from an administrative perspective, and allows us to work with folks in the Windows, Intel groups, as well as the security groups, and then sometimes networking and Unix, Linux monitoring as well.
It's an interesting place to be, to sort of be able to bring all of those monitoring operations together. And I'm trying to think about what it was like before MOM. I mean, are we talking about this is an alternative to OpenView, those kinds of tools?
Well, I guess it could be. I mean, we certainly have done a lot of replacements of tools or enhancements to tools like OpenView or Tivoli or other operations management infrastructure type products, be it maybe from NetIQ with their app manager and security manager. I think, though, what tended to happen in most companies, and it really is still there in a lot of cases, depending on the size and the life cycle of that organization, from an IT administrative perspective and how quickly they've grown and developed, I think a lot of companies are still really leveraging the built-in system tools in the underlying operating system or tools specific to a given application. And unfortunately, they don't really have any centralized monitoring application in place that they can collect all of a fairly rich set of data that alerts them to potential issues and allows them to become more proactive.
So IT professionals that are managing systems now but don't have a monitoring and alerting and just a general maintenance monitoring capability, what do they get with MOM out of the box? So for some guy that's looking at, hey, that sounds like that might be interesting to be able to know what's happening on my network.
Great question. And out of the box, I guess the experience depends on the version you're working with. Most customers right now would likely be working with or have already deployed, say, MOM 2000 or MOM 2005. But being that the release of Operations Manager 2007 just came to market back in March, what we're seeing as additional benefits that you would have had, say, you may not have had with the previous versions, but you now see with Operations Manager 2007, include the ability to monitor for event performance and alert type information and generate alerts based on events so that we can be more proactive in how and when we're notified of issues in the environment. And then beyond that, we can also receive detailed notifications to different types of devices. So within MOM 2005, we were somewhat limited with the notification capabilities, particularly the ability to schedule and to target notifications based upon, say, a skill set like your database administrators group or your security group, whereas we now have many more granular settings and different options available to us to allow us to target that information to the appropriate group, but also based on maybe the location of the server. So if you have an administrative group over in Europe and one in North America, we can set up alerts during the business day in North America to obviously go to the people responsible for those systems over here. And then as the clock rolls and we go online as far as business hours in the UK or in Europe, then we can have alerts forwarded over to those individuals so that we end up really achieving a follow the sun type of operation from a monitoring perspective. So those are some of the basic things. Obviously, we want the ability to centrally collect event information as well as performance information so that we can store that in a data warehouse and report on that for long-term trending and analysis. But we also want to be made aware of critical issues on our mission-critical systems. In the past, with MOM 2005, again, that's primarily been servers. But now what we're seeing is also extensibility into monitoring the desktop environment. And I think where we're seeing that becoming even more critical and of interest is to organizations that face compliancy or regulatory issues, be it HIPAA, SOX, ISO, whatever that issue is, they can now look to the audit collection services component that's a part of Operations Manager 2007 to help them address those needs, centrally collect all of that security information, which within a large organization, just on your DCs alone, can be significant or if not overwhelming in size. And Microsoft has now integrated near real-time security event log and centralized collection mechanism through that forever beta product, ACS, the Audit Collection Services.
So fundamentally, what we're talking about here is a tool that's good at bringing those event logs, those audit records and so forth from different machines into one place?
Pretty much. I think you've nailed it on the head there. We're looking at centrally collecting that, but take it one step further, because if we just centrally collect the event log information, it's going to be like finding a needle in a haystack.
It's already a needle in a haystack on one machine.
Yes, exactly. It's hard to pinpoint a given event on a single machine. So the value add that's brought is through the rules and the management packs and now the monitors in those packs. where it'll do the filtering for you so that the most critical events bubble to the top of the console, and you can see the change in state of a given server or service or a set of components that are integrated, for example, like a distributed application that you want to monitor within the operations management console.
So instead of centralizing the haystack, maybe we're centralizing the needles.
Exactly.
Oh, what a great line.
That is a great way to put it.
You know, one of the big questions that tends to come up for people that are not intimately familiar with all these different IT management types of systems that are available is, what's the difference between SMS and MOM?
That's a very good question, and one that comes up all of the time. And really, at one level, they can do very similar things. But when you break it down and look at each of the features, SMS is really designed for change and configuration management. So if you were to look at the Microsoft operations framework model, you'd see the four quadrants. And in the changing quadrant, that's really likely where SMS would fit in. Although because of what it can do now with operating system, both server and desktop deployments, it may fit into other quadrants as well. But operations management really fits into the operational quadrant and allows for management or really monitoring of the systems that are out there, whereas SMS is more designed to assist you in deploying and configuring an operating system and additional applications, collecting asset-related information and underlying system configuration information. That's where you see a little bit of similarity between the two, because the discovery processes now within Operations Manager allow you to enumerate a significant amount of information, and that in itself can be reported on so that we can see, a configuration state change. Where we're starting to see a lot of overlap between the two is with things like the desired configuration monitoring, or DCM, which is a feature pack for SMS 2003, which allows you to monitor your state, your configuration changes of a server's configuration, and on an ongoing basis then report on that and generate alerts on that. That in itself can integrate into MOM so that the alerts can actually be generated from within Operations Manager, and that information collected, the configuration change information collected through SMS, can then be monitored and reported on or alerted on through Operations Manager.
And it's good to see that Microsoft's actually putting those tools together to some degree.
Yeah, definitely. Although what we're seeing oftentimes is SMS today is really more of a desktop tool.
Right. Pushing apps to the client machines.
Exactly. So we don't often see the SMS client on the server.
Right.
Whereas MOM has always been more of a server-based tool, and we don't often see that agent on the desktop.
Although, as you alluded to earlier, 2007, I think the big move here is doing more of that desktop capture.
Yes, exactly. So I think we'll definitely see some convergence coming on.
All right. I've always looked at MOM as really an Active Directory Exchange-centric product. But, if you're capturing all event logs, naturally you're going to get some stuff from other products. But one area I've never really seen MOM spend any time is on the web farm side.
That's true. The focus certainly for Microsoft has been the push to monitor Active Directory and Exchange. And I think a lot of that comes because it's a fairly easy sell for them. Exchange and Active Directory are within 80 to 90% of organizations, and they don't really have a centralized monitoring tool to do that, nor do they have something that has been written with the depth of knowledge that the Exchange and Active Directory product group have in the creation of the rules for the management packs.
I always figured it was because the IT has the most fear around Active Directory and Exchange.
It could be that as well. There's no question.
Now, you mentioned the term management pack. Maybe could you dive a little bit into that? And it's really not just about event logs, is it?
No, definitely not. So MOM or Operations Manager, however we want to refer to it now, can collect from what they call providers. And there are a number of different providers. The event logs are obviously one of a number of them and probably one of the easier ones to collect from. But we can also natively collect SNMP traps, as the operations management agent, as well as the management server, can be an SNMP receiver, and that's all configured through the underlying SNMP support within the operating system that the agent or the server is running on. In addition to that, we can also pull from, say, the syslog on a Unix Linux system or a device. We can now enumerate network devices, and we have network device discovery, although there's no management pack currently from Microsoft to actually provide rules in monitoring those. We still are left to create those on our own or look to a third party. And then we can also look to simply a raw log file. And the raw log file could be a log file that, say, maybe a SQL trace file or W3C flat file that gets written to by the World Wide Web service. So going back to the point about monitoring your World Wide Web and different web-enabled applications, one of the new features in Ops Manager 2007 is the ability to monitor or really create your own distributed application monitors so that you can tie the client side, which may be accessing your application through Internet Explorer or another browser, to a web front end, and that could be have a load balancer, say an F5 big IP device in front of that, and then behind that load balancer could be an array of IIS servers running version 5 or version 6 on a given version of the OS, and then that in itself could maybe connect to BizTalk, which feeds into 4 or more databases and then connects out through the message queuing components into other databases as well.
Right.
And we can track and monitor each aspect of the transaction and then alert on the health of that.
It does strike me that there's a lot of bits here that are already free in the OS. You know, the perfmon part and event trapping. I mean, a lot of those things could be done by hand if you wanted to. I'm aware the pricing on MOM is not trivial. This is an expensive product.
It is, yeah. Definitely, it's an investment that an organization makes. But on the flip side, if you look at trying to define a process internally and then developing an application, even a line of business, an internal application to do what MOM does, it would still be a fairly costly endeavor. And we've worked with organizations going down both roads. So we have experience in both of those areas, and there's a significant cost to custom development, and then there's an ongoing support cost to that as well.
Right.
And I think that there's, you know, being an organization that does use MOM and that has seen the benefits of having that proactive monitoring and the alerting capability, there's an investment that has to be made in order to implement that, a capital investment and somewhat of an ongoing investment for management. But you could also say that there's an investment in not doing that. In terms of, you know, the cost of having a system that you do not have an effective monitoring platform for, and you know, and the operational costs of downtime and a bunch of other related potential issues that MOM, in a relatively inexpensive way, can help you to recognize.
Definitely. I think there's probably a lot of benefit in looking at the different features and functionality that can make an organization more efficient if they're ready for that. And we've seen a lot of return on investment from some organizations that had a lot of manual reboot processes that required the different folks to be on site and paying them overtime. And the cost reduction and savings going forward is easily going to surpass their investment in their operations management functionality and technology.
I'm also thinking in terms of just having a set of decently mature best practices around that naturally are going to come out of MOM on what to monitor. You know, what's the biggest complaint I have for anyone who tries to go into perfmon is, well, everything's here. What do I need to watch?
That's true. So just having the knowledge from the individuals, the product groups that wrote the code is certainly a huge asset. And that's something that we haven't seen in a lot of other products that are out there from an operations management perspective and filling that void, especially from third-party companies, because they don't understand the Microsoft technology as well as Microsoft does.
You know, I think a lot of IT departments, especially over the last couple of years, have really been charged not just with keeping things up and running and putting the right applications in place, but securing them as well. And then how do you know that it's secure? Where does MOM come into play? How can I use MOM to help me solve that problem?
Well, good question. So MOM now with 2007 offers what is probably Microsoft's longest beta product that finally found a release vehicle, and that's the audit collection services.
Oh.
So we finally see that, which I think was previously a resource kit tool for a number of years, get released into the MOM agent as its release vehicle. So now the agent, say in MOM 2005, ran as the MOM service, if you were to look into your services.
Right.
Now it runs as the Ops Manager Health Service for operational day-to-day monitoring, health of the OS and applications. But there's also an ACS forwarder service that lives on every system you deploy an agent to. So it's not a separate install, it's an integrated deployment, and that second service is disabled by default, but should you decide to enable it, what it will do is in near real time, it'll start collecting every single event that gets logged to your security event log and passing that back, but storing it into a different database, not your operational database where that perfmon data and your event and alert data is, but something specific to your security event logs.
Gotcha.
So that's providing a pretty powerful solution to organizations that have to deal with regulatory and compliance related issues in helping them to manage that. One of the issues that we've seen in trying to implement other technologies, other applications, and even custom in-house developed applications was because of the sheer volume of event data written to the security log, it was often too much information to actually pass across the wire on most corporate networks, especially when we're talking with WAN connections and that sort of distributed topology.
Right.
But now that data is normalized on the actual agent forwarder, and through the normalization process and then a further compression process, the actual network bandwidth and utilization is relatively small and can be distributed across and pull information from multiple different systems.
So they ship some of the work to the client machines to cut down on the wire stress.
Exactly.
Sounds like Microsoft is certainly, from an architectural standpoint, addressing the need for distributed applications and networks. And if we're going to be monitoring those, then being able to take that environment, especially as it's becoming more and more prolific.
I think they've definitely done a great job in redesigning the architecture. And I know that one of the big customer pain points now, anyone migrating from MOM 2005 to 2007 is really looking at a parallel installation because of those significant architectural changes. But the investment going forward is going to be worthwhile.
So what else about MOM? We've had an awful lot of good things to say about MOM. Where is it now? What are some of the pain points that are maybe addressed? You've touched on a couple, and what do you see for the future?
Well, it's still pretty early in the actual release, but we're seeing different things on a regular basis, and the product group's been great in helping us to try to resolve some of these and get answers out to the community. But some of the issues that we're seeing are in clustered configurations, the installation of the Ops Manager database on a SQL 2005 cluster works like a dream, but installing a clustered root management server, which is one of the new management server roles in 2007, we've not yet been successful in actually getting that installed and configured using the documentation provided, and have a few support cases open around that type of an issue. Outside of that, we're also seeing some cluster discovery related issues, and they seem to be related to SPN registration. So those service principal names are becoming very, very important to make sure that they've been created correctly.
Gotcha.
So that the discovery process can work and function as expected.
Sounds like yet another example of where clustered systems can create a bit of a cluster, if you will, in terms of the difficulty of actually getting things to work initially.
It's true. There's certainly some added time and configuration requirements around working with clustered configurations, but the benefit of high availability and reliability is worth it to some organizations.
So the 2007 edition, they're calling System Center Operations Manager.
Yeah.
And that also ties in with this new product called Forefront. Do you want to talk a bit about where they're going here?
Well, I'm not sure I can really speak that well about Forefront per se, but I certainly can provide some background on System Center. System Center is really just Microsoft's new brand for their change and configuration management and operations management and security tools, as I understand it. What we're going to see are products that fall into that category, like Ops Manager, like now the renamed SMS or Configuration Manager, our Virtual Machine Manager, Service Manager, which is their ticketing system that's in development, and change management database application, as well as Data Protection Manager are going to fall under that System Center umbrella.
Right, so they're just bringing all those products together under a common naming scheme.
Exactly. So I view that more as or being very similar to the Office branding, where when you think of Office, you think of a suite of products. not something that you may buy individually, but you'll buy and work with some or all of those.
Right. Anything we need to talk about as far as Vista and MOM?
Well, there's certainly some Vista monitoring capabilities that are available within Operations Manager. I'm not sure right now. I mean, we have one customer that's fairly large in size that's evaluating a Vista deployment and then the ongoing monitoring of those Vista systems. But outside of that customer who's in the evaluation stages and planning, we really haven't done a lot in by the way of managing and monitoring desktops with Operations Manager. I think we'll see some changes there, but I think it's still pretty early.
It's very much a 2007 version feature that they're getting into.
Yes, definitely. They had a management pack in 2005 for desktop monitoring, but it wasn't really cost-effective based upon the licensing structure. And MOM 2005 really didn't scale that well to go out to thousands of desktops.
Yeah, you're better off with the hundreds of servers.
Exactly.
Are there any major licensing changes between the 2005 and the 2007 editions?
I think from a licensing perspective, most of the licensing is very similar. The one thing that we're seeing become a consideration, maybe not an issue, but at least a consideration, and often a stopping point initially in the proposal phases, is the cost of monitoring your security infrastructure. One of the requirements in the new architecture is for each what they call now an audit collection collector or an ACS collector, which is really just a management server that can be dedicated to the collection of that security log information from multiple agents that are known as ACS forwarders. There's a direct correlation between the ACS collector and a database itself. Now, you can be talking about an instance of SQL or multiple instances running, but we need to have a dedicated ACS audit database for each one of the collectors. So as we scale that out across a large enterprise, we're seeing the need for maybe 4 to upwards of 10 or more collectors, each one of those requiring its own database, and that database needing, for performance reasons and supportability, to be Enterprise Edition of SQL. So there's a significant cost associated with that.
So let's talk a little bit about management packs. Can you maybe explain a little bit about what they are? You know, we have the default that ships with Operations Manager. What else is available? And maybe also, what if a management pack doesn't exist for the application that you have a real need to monitor?
Right. So Microsoft puts out a number of different management packs for a lot of their products. And they're still, because we're fairly close to the RTM release, or just after the RTM release, they're working on converting a lot of their MOM 2005 management packs so that they work and function properly in Operations Manager 2007.
Okay.
One of the big issues I think they're finding is, although a lot of the more simplistic rules work, rules that are simplistic would be things that look for criteria such as the source of an event and the event ID, those should translate over pretty easily. What is going to be a little more complicated to transfer over are any of the synchronous transaction rules. And when I say synchronous transactions, all we're really talking about when moving from MOM 2005 to 2007 are script-based rules. So those scripts generally don't migrate over successfully, and I think that's what Microsoft's spending some time on. The other core change to management packs, and one of the fundamental differences, is now all of the management packs from Microsoft are being sealed, which, if we're familiar with MOM 2005, I could import a management pack from Microsoft.
Right.
I could go in and edit a given rule. I could save those changes, and I'd be done with that until a new release came out. And if I didn't follow best practices, which would have been to copy the existing rule, disable the original, and then modify the copied version, which would have its own GUID, I would probably overwrite my changes that were likely specific to the client environment.
Sure.
When I went about upgrading to the new version of the management pack. To avoid that sort of nuisance and problem that tended to raise a lot of support calls, they've now signed and sealed each of their management packs, which means that you can't even go in and disable a rule or a monitor.
Ouch.
You have to actually create an override to do that.
Right. So you're really, the core functionality is always the same, and then you're applying rules on top of it to alter it the way you want. But that also means there's no way for you to actually get your work overwritten.
Well, I guess it's possible to put an override on an override, but if what I understand you're saying is you're not able to override Microsoft's work.
Well, you can override Microsoft's work, but they've by sealing it, there's no way for you to go in and make direct alterations to their things, which means when you update it, there's no way you don't have any risk of being overwritten.
Exactly.
You're keeping your rules external to the management pack.
That's correct. And often in your own management pack, or they'll get created in what's known as the default management pack out of the box.
Well, this sounds like a sort of a thematic Microsoft change that's been taking place in a number of products where in the past maybe you had the ability to gain access to and make substantive changes to certain settings. They found that resulted in a high support cost or potential difficulty, and in some cases I think security risks. So therefore they've sealed these things and in most cases tried to give you some kind of other mechanism to try to accomplish the same thing.
I agree and concur. The problem, though, in fixing the one problem is probably going to lead to some additional problems that they may not have considered. Some of the things that we're seeing are really now the inability to create overrides for particular, maybe for a script that's used in a rule,
right?
Because those parameters aren't exposed. And because it's sealed, we now don't have access to the script itself. So although they're protecting their IP now at a much stronger and deeper level, it's really preventing the person in the field, the customer, the consultant, from actually making some changes that are required for their environment.
Right. Gotcha. It does sound like showstopper kind of failures. You're going to not be able to deploy this pack because you cannot make the alterations you need to make it work.
I would think that this would be especially difficult for existing MOM customers that are looking at upgrading to the new version.
Yes, it's definitely part of their criteria and evaluation process for sure. And I think worst case is they would just have to disable that rule and looking at rewriting the logic themselves.
Yeah.
But that in itself is a pretty costly endeavor depending on the complexity, and not all organizations have that skill set.
And We asked about this, but maybe we need to get into it a little more. So I don't have a management pack for my product. What can I get from MOM?
So if you don't have a management pack for your product, it depends how your application's been written. So if your developers did a good job at instrumenting it, you should probably have a messaging DLL that exposes each of the event IDs and then the corresponding messages that are associated with those IDs that you'd normally see in your event logs.
Right. So you're still writing, if you're writing events to the log, at least.
Yes. Then you're in good shape. Now, if you're not writing events to the log, then maybe you're writing events somewhere else. So maybe it's a log file, not the event log per se. And if that's the case, we can use the log file provider that's native to Ops Manager, and we can certainly grab that information. We can do searches based on regular expressions or Boolean regular expressions or based on an equals condition or otherwise. So we can grab that. But if your application hasn't been instrumented to provide any level of detail, it's going to be difficult to monitor. What you're probably looking at, and at the worst case, is just monitoring for service availability of that given application. And we can easily do that through the management pack templates that Microsoft has introduced and are available in the authoring section of the Operations Manager console. And really, literally within maybe 3 to 5 clicks, you can define a rule or now a monitor that will allow you to monitor that given service or multiple services.
Rory, I really enjoyed talking to you about Operations Manager. Certainly interesting things going on with the new version coming.
Some great information.
Oh, thank you. It's been my pleasure.
Thanks very much. And we'll be talking to you again next week on Run As Radio.